The word spirit in our secular society has come to mean something pale and shapeless that we might equate with a shadowy, gaseous figure or other things that are intangible. But wind, fire, water, birds, these are biblical depictions of the Holy Spirit. The form that the Holy Spirit takes reflects the action that God wishes us to engage in. But it's always to be certain in big ways. A dove that proclaimed the beginning of the movement that would change history. Fire that always changes whatever it touches. The breath of God breathing all that is into creation. The tumultuous wind that swept into Jesus' followers and breathed life into our church. A community of people filled by love for their sisters and brothers and for the others. The day of Pentecost, our red letter day, is the last day of our Christian Easter season, and it is hailed by many as the birthday of our church. A few short weeks after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, a majority of his followers were still gathered together, reeling from the recent events, but they were lacking the wind beneath their wings to get moving. There was not anything at that time that was called the church because his followers were still reticent to leave the house. But then comes a mighty wind, some flaming tongues, Peter's first sermon, and a mass conversion experience. And well, some say Pentecost is the day on which the church was blown into existence. Without the empowerment of the Spirit, there would be no church. Our color today is red for the fire of the flaming tongues of the Holy Spirit. And this feast day is vitally important to us because the Spirit was the catalyst for action that needed to occur with Jesus' first followers. The motivation, the firm encouragement to get them off the couch. My grandmother used to tell me stories about her school days growing up with 7 brothers and sisters. And Monday morning would come and sleepy children were sometimes coaxed out of bed by her mother. She would sit on top of them and pretend like she didn't notice them under her. Or she would tickle them or she would sprinkle water on them. And she would continue the joke until the child wriggled out from under the covers and out of bed and into school clothes. So it's no surprise that for any mother in the room to hear that early Christians tended to depict the Holy Spirit as a female, because moms have that unique ability to come up with a way to coax, irritate, and love a child into consciousness, and then action. The early theologian and philosopher Augustine of Hippo, whose mother also loved him into being a Christian, wrote extensively about the Holy Spirit. He believed that the Holy Spirit was love itself. And he wrote, "Other favors also are given through the Spirit, but without love, they are of no use. The name of gift belongs especially to the Spirit, only on account of love. Thus, the love which is of God and is God is the Holy Spirit." Augustine's feelings about the Spirit were very influential for the early church, and it's no wonder that the Holy Spirit's presence is evoked in many of our sacraments in the Episcopal Church. We certainly ask the Holy Spirit to consecrate the bread and wine in every Eucharist, to change the very being of what they are into something holy. And it is the Holy Spirit that does the work of making a priest or deacon in the church. We ask the Spirit to fill the ordinand with grace and power and make her a priest in the church. We will ask the Holy Spirit to ordain Bertram as a deacon in just a few weeks. For couples and weddings, we ask God to grant that by your Holy Spirit, so-and-so and so-and-so, now joined in holy matrimony, may become one in heart and soul, live in fidelity and peace, and obtain those eternal joys prepared for all who love you. The Holy Spirit is power and love, and we need help from her and the church to break through the barriers we face in society today of ethnicity, sex, gender, race, class, and ability. We are living through a time in which there are so many challenges in our world, a time in which the fearless, prophetic voice of our church is desperately needed. This prophetic voice can only be propelled by the empowerment of all of us with the Holy Spirit. So if Augustine was right, then we need the Holy Spirit to help us love the world into wholeness and unity. On the first Pentecost, the Spirit was able to help people instantly communicate, break down barriers, and build a community that wasn't there a few minutes ago. And everyone there was part of something big and life-changing. They were participating in a miracle. So on this day, this Pentecost, this red letter day, this celebration of the creation of the church, the celebration of love, let us feel the firm encouragement of the wind beneath our wings to love the world into wholeness, to fill the emptiness with the fullness of Christ. As our own presiding bishop, Michael Curry, said yesterday at the royal wedding. How many people watched it? If you did not watch it, please watch his whole sermon, if nothing else. But he said yesterday, paraphrasing, that love can change the world because the wind of the Spirit blows the good news of Jesus Christ into places that we never thought it could. So may the Spirit take shape and burn in us today. And may the Holy Spirit blow us right smack dab into a miracle. Amen.
Amen.